Good morning, Audio Boomerangs. I am out for a walk on a very frosty morning, and I'm being pulled along by a dog, a little tiny dog, that wants to stop and sniff everything. My friend Tracy is unfortunately under the weather today, and she asked me if I'd kindly take her dog for a walk, which I am perfectly happy to do, because I've done so before. And he's my pal, aren't you, Fredster? Okay, come on. Come on, let's get going. You don't have to stop and sniff every bush. So I just thought I would record the outing, or at least a small portion thereof. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah. Stay behind me. Thank you. Good boy. Had absolutely gorgeous temperatures right up until Saturday. Last Friday, it was 18 degrees, and then all of a sudden the temperature dropped drastically, and Saturday we had very cold temperatures indeed, and even a little bit of wet snow. So now, we are very firmly enmeshed in properly seasonal weather. Good boy, Freddy. Good boy. Hey, Freddy. He's got to stop and sniff the whatever that is. Okay, come on. Come on. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. This is actually good for me too, because God knows I need to get more exercise, so this kind of kills two birds with one stone. Yeah, we're gonna turn the corner, buddy. Good boy. You gotta stop and sniff the light post. The sniffer extraordinaire. Good boy. Now the trouble is, if he stops to do his business, I'm not going to know where it is, because he is not a guide dog, and hence will not evacuate his bowels in a handy-dandy spot where I can tell exactly where it is. So, gotta sniff something else. Come on, sniffer doodle. Come on, sniffer doodle. Let's go. Good boy. Oh well, at least this gives both of us some much needed exercise. What you sniffing now? What you sniffing now? Come on. Come on. Come on, silly boy. Good boy. Good boy. If I ought to hire my services out as a dog walker. Reminds me of this horrible story that I heard on Friday about a van full of dogs that was stolen. The van belonged to a professional dog walker, and she had 16 dogs in there. She's going to take them to the park and walk them. And she had to park and run in and do something in a store. When she came out, the van was gone. Luckily, some very nice folks found it about 8 hours later with all the dogs inside. And all was well that ended well, but there were some truly panicky dog owners there for a while. Understandably so. Okay, Freddy, I'm sorry. I know we're getting near the park and you like to go there, but I'm not going to take you there today, okay? Because I'll sniff some more. There aren't any direct paths. And I know where I'm going to get to my bench into the water fountain, but past that, I don't know, and I don't want to get us lost. Come on, you silly monkey. So, sorry, buddy, no park today. It's far enough away that I won't have any trouble, because this little boy is not like other dogs. I mean, seriously, he's not like other dogs. He's fine with humans, but other dogs, not so much. He doesn't even like Tracy's cat, which is unfortunate, because the cat loves him. Cat'll cuddle up to him and lick him, and pat him on the head. You won't have any of it, will ya? This is actually fun. Thank God I'm wearing a warm jacket. Whew. Yeah, sorry, buddy. No park today. I know. Disappointing. Tracy will have to take you there herself when she's feeling better. Anyhow, folks, I don't know how much time I've taken up here because I'm not using my phone. I'm using my little tiny digital recorder that fits in my purse. And where are you going, mister? He's wallowing now. Freddy, what are you doing? He's wallowing in all the dead leaves. Oh, you're gonna get filthy. You're gonna get filthy. Jeez. Oh, Lord. What are you doing, dog? Come on. Freddy, bah. Come on. Come on. That's enough. Freddy. Freddy, bah. Come on. Come on. Maybe he wants to do his business. Anyhow, I'm going to stop this now. Because I'm not sure how much time I have left, and I will speak to you all anon when I get this silly dog home.